الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين، أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Surahs of Quran, Benefits and Rewards. Today we'll be talking about Surah Al-Waqi'ah, very famous Surah of Quran. Alhamdulillah, it has many benefits and rewards. We'll talk about it. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. Because my Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahle Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah, has given us a beautiful mindset to make good intentions before performing any permissible task or doing any good deed. As I'm presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should make this intention, you'll watch from start till end, very short and brief program. Ask your kids, children, family members to come, sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch it from start till end, with focus, utmost concentration. Learn about Quran. And Alhamdulillah, by this we can increase our knowledge and act upon. Why is it important to make good intentions? Yes, respect viewers, it's very important because if someone does not make any intention before performing any good deed or any permissible task, then he is not rewarded. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has brought very first hadith that is also regarding intention. And part of that hadith is, innamal a'malu binniyat. Actions are based upon intentions. And there is another hadith, نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ. Intention of a believer is better than his actions. So the more intentions for a particular task one makes, the higher the reward he attains. His reward is multiplied. Today, as I earlier said, we'll be talking about Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Respected viewers, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, this surah is Makkiya, except the ayah, أَفَ بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ and ثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Apart from these ayahs, this surah was revealed in Makkah. Further, the surah has 3 ruku and 96 verses. As far as the reason of its name is concerned, the Waqi'ah is one of the names of Day of Reckoning, and word Al-Waqi'ah is mentioned in the start of this surah. That's why this is named as Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Respected viewers, if we look at the subject or topics which have been discussed in this blessed surah of Quran, so it is mentioned in Suratul Jinan that the main subject, the topic which has been discussed in this surah is, that is the dalail, the proofs about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wahdaniyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, him being wahid, alone. That is what is also discussed, and its proofs are given. Whereas the proofs about hashr, the day of reckoning, the condition and state of the people on the day of reckoning, this is also being mentioned in this beautiful surah of Quran. In the start of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the moment when Qiyamah will be established, the day of reckoning. And at that moment, how there will be earthquake and how will these mountains turn into particles. And at the time of accountability, 3 kinds of people, they have been mentioned. 3 categories have been mentioned of people. Number one, those on the right side. Number two, those on the left side. And number three, those they would step ahead, step forward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also mentioned these people's state and the day of judgment and what rewards or punishment is prepared for them. That is also discussed in this very surah, Surah Al-Waqi'ah. The proofs of existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and him being alone, one and wahid, that is also mentioned. In addition to that, creation of humans, plants, and the water, how it rains, that is also discussed. And they've been mentioned as a power and qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as proof of his power. The mention of Quran Majid, Furqan Hamid itself is mentioned in this blessed surah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that this book is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has revealed it. At the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the categories of those people and their state. Number one, those they are fortunate ones. Number two, they are unfortunate ones. And number three are the ones who step ahead in terms of performing good deeds. Respected viewers of Madinah Hilm, we heard about the subject and topics which have been discussed in this beautiful surah of Quran called Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Now let's listen few fada'il, excellences, virtues and blessings when one recites it and attains benefit and rewards by reciting this surah. It is mentioned that this surah is highly blessed. It is reported by Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala an that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, Surah Waqi'ah is the surah of affluence, prosperity. So recite it and teach it to your children. This is what commanded by Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam to us. So respected viewers of Madinah Channel, two things we have been instructed, we have been guided, we have been taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. If we want prosperity, what should we do? We should recite Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Alhamdulillah, not only we should recite it to attain prosperity, we should also teach to our children this very surah, and this is what is guided and taught by Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. So make intention, inshallah, you will include this surah in your daily routine or your weekly routine or your monthly routine. Whenever you can recite it to attain barakah, blessing, and if you want prosperity, and if you want to get rid of destitution, yes, then you should also recite this beautiful surah. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, you will see prosperity and destitution will, insha'Allah, go away. And don't forget to teach to your children too. Let me share another beautiful hadith. Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an visited Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala an when he was on his deathbed and said to him, should I grant you something from the treasury? What would you say? He replied, there is no need for it. Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala and then said, it will be useful for your daughters after you. Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala and replied, you are afraid of my daughters falling into poverty and hunger, but I have ordered them to recite Surah Waqi'ah every night. I heard the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam saying, whoever recites Surah Waqi'ah every night will never be afflicted with poverty or hunger. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. This was the aqidah, this was the yaqeen of Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan upon the saying of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala an is offering money, grant to a Sahabi Rasul, and he is refusing. He says, I don't need. Allahu Akbar. Then he radiyallahu an said that your daughters will be benefiting from this money. You should take it. But he says, no, I don't need. And neither of my daughters they need. Why? Because I have taught them what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam taught me. And he had this yaqeen, he had this belief that inshallah, by the recitation of this surah, hunger cannot come closer to us. Poverty will not get closer to us. Not to me, not to my daughters. This was the yaqeen, this was the aqeedah, subhanallah. And that's how Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they used to benefit from Quran. They used to attain barakah and blessings from Quran. This was the knowledge, they got it from Rasulullah, and that was their yaqeen, subhanallah. And they used to take benefit and they used to attain barakah and blessing from Quran Majid. Alhamdulillah. Respected viewers, if you are worried about starvation, if you're worried about poverty, if you're worried that you are destitute, if you're worried that you don't have any job, or you are worried about your income, then subhanallah, try this. Recite it. But first learn how to recite, and then recite with yaqeen, then recite with belief, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, upon the saying of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create means from unseen, inshallah, from ghaib, inshallah. You will see the help. You will find, inshallah, job opportunities, inshallah. You will find that your income is blessed. Alhamdulillah, sustenance is increased, inshallah, and poverty will be removed, inshallah, but yaqeen is must. But recitation of Quran properly with all its rules and regulations, that's important. Right? That's also very important. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ability and tawfiq to love Quran. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand Quran, recite Quran, but recite with its haq, the way it should be recited. And then inshallah, blessings are there for us. No doubt, the saying of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is 100% right. Whatever he said was haq. And subhanallah, we believe it. But it is us, we need to recite it properly, and with yaqeen, we will see its benefits. And alhamdulillah, rewards are there for us. Hazrat Masruq radiallahu ta'ala says, the one who wishes that he attains the knowledge of awwaleen wa akhireen, and he gets the knowledge of this world and hereafter, then he should recite Surah Waqi'ah. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Respect Yusuf Madani Shaykh, what a beautiful saying. If you want to learn knowledge, if you want to learn knowledge of this world and the hereafter, Allahu Akbar, knowledge of awwaleen and akhireen, what should you do? You should recite Surah Waqi'ah. Now this is the jami'iyat of Quran. That's how, Subhanallah, Quran Majeed itself is the way Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has written the knowledge of each and everything inside Quran. But it is us, we have to go and dive deep into the ocean of knowledge of Quran. Then alhamdulillah, knowledge of each and everything exists in Quran. Knowledge of awwaleen and akhireen exists in Quran, and knowledge of this world and the hereafter exists in Quran. And subhanallah, according to saying of Masruq radiallahu ta'ala an, one should recite Surah Waqi'ah. Now, the knowledge of this world and hereafter, knowledge of awwaleen wa akhireen is in Surah Waqi'ah. Now you can imagine the knowledge of complete whole Quran, how much knowledge would be there. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we understand these beautiful sayings of Sahaba Ikram Alim Ridwan and act upon and learn knowledge of Quran, and through that knowledge of this world and the hereafter. And finally, there is one beautiful hadith. Hazrat Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala and quotes Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and said, teach your women Surah Waqi'ah, because this surah is Surah Al-Ghani, meaning this surah removes destitution. Subhanallah. Respected viewers, in any hadith we learned, recite it and teach it to your children. And in this hadith, teach it to your woman. It means whole family should learn this surah. Subhanallah. So make intention today, inshallah. You heard its fada'il, you heard its virtues, you heard its excellences, you heard its rewards, you heard its benefits. So you make intention that you will learn it. You will learn its translation, its tafsir, its explanation, commentary, what message is there for us to read from it. And subhanallah, make your routine to recite it frequently in your daily routine, weekly routine, monthly routine, but as often as possible, you should recite it. That's the whole point of this program, so that we can learn and then act upon. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode, with another beautiful surah of Quran. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and don't forget to recite Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Qur'an, Qur'an, Qur'an.